Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, Kathy, you're up.
Yes, I am. And did you have a good time yesterday?
Yeah, it was great. Did you?
Yes, but where were you? You said we'd meet up at 6, but you didn't come.
I did, but I couldn't find you.
Well, I was there.
Well, so were a lot of people. I'm sorry, but I just couldn't find you.
Well, I waited 20 minutes for you. So where did you go?
I told you I came to the tent, but couldn't see you anywhere.
Really? So what happened to your phone? I tried to phone you, but couldn't get through.
Oh, sorry, I turned it off as the battery was low.
Oh, that was really helpful.
I'm sorry, Kathy. So did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, it was brilliant. Did you see Magnus?
Yes, I did.
And Lewis Capaldi?
Yes, he was fabulous.
So, what are you doing today?
Ah, I'm meeting up with Mike later to go for a walk.
Oh, I see. No, I won't come. I've got to make some phone calls.
Oh, who's that to?
Oh, it's just finalising things for the holiday, that's all. Someone's got to do it.
Okay. And is everything still okay with all of us going?
Yeah, yes. Now, while I think of it, did you ask Mike if he wanted to go horse riding?
Oh, no, I forgot, sorry.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask him.
Oh, don't worry, I'll ask him later.
Well, I need to know as I need to book it up.
Okay.
Right now, dinner tonight. What do you fancy?
Ah, well, I won't be in. I'm staying with Mike tonight.
Oh, I thought you didn't like his place.
I didn't say that. It's all right.
Okay, whatever. At least it means I can cook what I like.
Yes, well, as long as you clear up afterwards.
Oh, Penny, I always do. So, did he mention the holiday?
No, not really.
Oh, so does he still want to come?
Oh, yes. But it's just we had other things to talk about.
Oh, okay, like what?
Kathy, that's none of your business.
Okay, I was only asking. So, is everything okay with him?
Yes, of course it is. He can't wait to go on holiday with me.
I thought you said you didn't talk about it.
Well, we didn't really, but he just said that we would have a lovely time.
Well, of course we will. Oh, Penny, I hope you're not still worrying about me and Mike. There'll be no upsets, I promise.
Hello, Uncle Nick, it's Matthew. You okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. I'm phoning to see how you are.
Oh, I'm good, thanks. I went to the Isle of Wight Festival last night and it was brilliant. You'd have loved it.
Oh, I think I'm a bit old for that sort of thing.
No. It's for everyone of all ages.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I could stand up all day, to be honest.
Well, you can take your own chairs if you want. So, think about it for next year, all right?
Well, okay. I'll think about it, but don't raise your hopes.
Oh, it's just so good. I'm sure you'd love it. But, please don't mention it to my dad, will you?
Oh, no, don't worry, I won't. But I don't think he'd want to go anyway.
No, but if he thought you were, he might want to, and then, of course, he'd ruin it.
No, yes, okay. As I say, I doubt I'll come, but you never know. I'll have to run it by Danielle first.
Oh, she won't want to come as well, will she?
Well, she might. She might like to see the island again. She hasn't been for ages.
So, are you planning on going away on holiday this year?
Yes, I'm taking it to Marseille.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And you, have you got any plans?
Yes, we're going to Scotland.
Oh,
don't ask. It wouldn't be my first choice, but Yaz wants to go.
Well, if you go there this year, you can choose where to go next year. Well, that's reasonable, isn't it?
Yes, in theory it is. You don't know Yaz.
Oh, it sounds like I'll have to come over and meet her. Even if I don't make the festival.
Oh, that would be great. When can you come?
Oh, hang on. I don't mean this year. It would have to be, well, next year.
But you will come, yeah?
I don't know. I'm just saying that we might. That's all.
Right, I'm off.
Oh, Penny, before you go, I must tell you it's all done. We're all booked up to go.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well done.
Yes, I've booked one single room and one double, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
The only thing is...
Oh, what?
Well, the price I was told in the first place...
Yeah, go on.
Well, it's gone up slightly.
Oh, no, you're joking.
Well, it's only by a little bit, and she said we're getting much better rooms now. We're at the back, so it'll be quieter.
I see. And is it by much?
Oh, no, it's only about another £10 each, something like that.
So have you paid it all?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me how much it is, and I'll pay it into your account as soon as I can, okay?
Well, I'll have to work it out first, and then I'll let you know, all right?
Yeah, okay. And there's no hidden costs, are there?
Oh, no. The amount I tell will be it.
Kathy, you did book through the hotel, didn't you?
Yes, of course I did.
Okay. I'm only asking because I remember the Barcelona incident.
Oh, don't worry. This hotel will be in the right place.
And is there a cancellation fee?
No, I don't think there is.
Oh, good. Oh, well, I am relieved that it's all been done. And thanks again for doing it.
And Penny, don't worry. Me and Mike will be fine. We won't argue. As I said, I rather like him now. I never thought I would, but it's funny how you change your mind about people, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Right, well, I must go. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Yep, bye.
Mike, it's Kathy. It's all booked. We're off to Dublin in August.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.